You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. What an awesome, amazing, wonderful, awesome God of love we serve. A God who is willing to send His perfect, only begotten Son to be the propitiation, to make the payment for your sins and mine. What an awesome God who is worthy to be praised at all times, no matter what. He is worthy to be praised. And sometimes as we are experiencing great tribulation and torment and testing and trials, naturally we may not want to praise Him, but if we're thinking rightly, He is worthy to be praised, and that truly is the way out, for God inhabits the praises of His people. And our great God and King, the only begotten perfect Son of God, He is easily touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows when we are making the sacrifice of praise. It was the will of our wonderful Heavenly Father to send His perfect, only begotten Son to make the propitiation, the payment for our sins. We didn't have it. How many good deeds, how many good works does it take to make up for the smallest little sin? To make up for the offense to the holiness of God for any sin. We ain't got what it takes. No. God will provide Himself a lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. It is good to put on the full armor of God, because it is a war. Blessed be the Lord my strength. There's where the strength's at. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. And we don't fight as our enemies. Their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. That 13-hour series that Brother Scott was given by the Holy Ghost to share is truly what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. If you haven't heard it, I would recommend it. All 13 hours are on the website. The whole armor of God for these last days, we need to understand it. We need to walk in it. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and He in whom I trust. who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him? Or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passes away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is the right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as the cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, and that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Hallelujah. I will extol thee, O my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. And this is the unprecedented opportunity that you and I have as being part of this terminal generation. We're going to see God's power manifest like it's never been seen manifest before. We're coming into exploit time now, as Daniel said. The Antichrist will corrupt those who do wickedly against the commandments of God. The Antichrist will corrupt them by flattery. But they who do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. We're going to have opportunity to speak of the power and might of God and of his terrible acts, to declare his greatness like none other generation of saints. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Amen. The Antichrist will corrupt by flatteries those who do wickedly against the covenant, and by peace shall he destroy many. It was the personal attorney of the Antichrist, in direct, blatant violation of the laws of the government of the United Kingdom, that the Antichrist Prince personal attorney drew up the what came to be known as the Oslo Peace Accords, and it's the same thing that came to be known as the Saudi Plan. It is the Peace and Safety Agreement. How insane to make peace treaties with those sworn to deceive, sworn to do anything that God says is right, sworn to do a 180 with that, to kill people of the book. How insane is it to make peace treaties with people you know are sworn to make false treaties, to use treaties only as a means to kill more of those who are stupid enough to make covenants with them? It's no wonder that God twice in Torah said, make no covenant with them. They are sworn to deceive through their covenants, to destroy and kill more people of the book. To appease terrorists has never been anything but stupid. Ignorance is curable, but that's stupid because it keeps doing it over and over. And it's always proven every single time it's been tried that it is dumb, dumb on purpose, to make peace treaties with Muslims who are duty-bound in their great religion of Satan to kill all people of the book. The only way they can please their stupid Allah moon god, Satan, the only way they can please him is by lying, stealing, killing, and destroying non-Muslims. So you want to make a peace treaty with them? That's stupid. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and riseth up those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfieth the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Yes, God said so. That is the word of God. It is written in the God-promised, perfect, and holy Bible. Only holy Bible. Psalm 145. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name, the God of Israel, Yeshua, for ever and ever. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. Happy is the man that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is therein, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers.
he relieveth the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations, praise ye the Lord. No one can be a Christian in this time if they're not a Zionist. We're headed for Zion. We're headed for the big church of the firstborn coming soon to Mount Zion, 3,600 square miles big. If you're not a Zionist, you're not a Christian. I'm sorry. If you're not a biblical Zionist, you can't be a Christian. No, not in this time. Not in this day. No way. Praise ye the Lord. For it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heavens with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth. Hallelujah. Who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth the beast of his food and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. For he's the only God. There is no God other than the God of Israel, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is in that pillar of fire by day and pillar of fire by night, delivering his people Israel. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zionists, and all you Zionists. Praise the true God. Christians are Zionists in this time. They can't be a Christian if they're not a Zionist. You beware of people who claim to be Christians and speak against Zionists. Speak against Zion. Want to say, we should blame it on the Jews. You beware of them. They're dangerous. For he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all the deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts, all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth. Both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, Jesus, Yeshua, Yahweh, Jehovah, El Shaddai, Elohim, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of His people. The praise of all His saints, even the children of Israel. Are you born again? You're Israel then. You have the privilege to surname yourself with God's great and holy name, Israel. Hallelujah. He also exalted the horn of His people. The praise of all His saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto Him. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and His praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in Him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise His name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto Him with the timbrel and harp, for the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He delights in you, child of God. For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation, the meek who can endure the insults of this Antichrist world without retaliation, who trust the Lord for their deliverance and will not touch vengeance, for vengeance belongeth unto the Lord. For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Hallelujah. Good way to go to sleep. Singing praises to God. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written, dishonor have all His saints. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals, and praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the right thing to do. Are you being overwhelmed? Are you tormented? Are you being tribulated? God inhabits the praises of His people. Praise God. Praise the Lord. That's the way out. That's the way through. That's the way to endure to the end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website,
You'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.